This story is read by Murray Smith. Gunner William Pringle, service number 224410, of A Battery, 103rd Brigade, Royal Field Artillery, previously of the 14th Battalion, the King's Hussars. William Pringle was born in Dundee on the 18th of February, 1880. He was the fifth of seven children born to John and Malvina Pringle, who had married in Dundee in 1870. At the time of William's birth, the family lived in Ford's Lane in the St. Peter area of Dundee, and his father was a draper. By 1891, the family had moved to St. John's Wood Terrace, Dundee, and 11-year-old William was attending school. Sadly, his father died in 1896, aged 51. William enlisted in the 14th Battalion, the King's Hussars, in 1899. He took part in the Second Boer War between 1899 and 1902 and received the Queen's South Africa Medal for serving in Cape Colony, Orange Free State, and Transvaal. He returned to Scotland and married Agnes Mary Mackie in Dundee on the 13th of July, 1904. They had three daughters, Brucina, Milvina, and Elise. By 1911, the family was living in Tibbermoor, and William was employed as a commercial traveller in the tobacco industry. William's second military career began in March 1917, when he joined the Royal Field Artillery, and by August he was in France. He was a gunner in A Battery of the 103rd Brigade, which was attached to the 23rd Division. In August 1917, the 103rd Brigade took part in a battle to deny the Germans the heights east and north of Ypres. On the 23rd of August, the division was placed in reserve. From the 3rd of September, they began preparation for its attack due east, at first along either side of the Menin Road and then north of it on a front 1,000 yards wide, with the objective up to 2,000 yards away. This would be known as the Battle of the Menin Road Ridge. William Pringle died on the 4th of September 1917. There was not any particular battle taking place at the time, and it is unclear how he died. He was killed in action near Ypres, and his body was found and buried in Plot 9, Row H, Grave 17, in Vlamertinge New Military Cemetery, which is 5 kilometres west of Leper. At the time of William's death, his wife was living in Queen's Road, Scone. She requested his headstone be inscribed with the words, "Served through African campaign." For much of the war, the Vlamertinge cemetery was just outside the normal range of German shellfire, and the village was used by both artillery units and field ambulances. The new military cemetery where William is buried was begun in anticipation of the Allied offensive launched on this part of the front in July 1917. William was 37 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.